Hi friends, welcome to the very first episode of Rocking 20s. My name is Trisha and I decided to go for it and bring life to my podcasting dreams. Today, October 18, is my 25th birthday and I thought nothing could start this quarter life adventure better than starting a podcast. So, bakit ko nga ba ito inumpisahan? Well, for about 2 years now, I've been a heavy podcast listener and really enjoyed listening to a variety of shows ranging from comedy, creativity, business, tech, faith, and more. And I thought me along with the friends I'm planning to bring on board have something valuable to share with you. Kaya naman after dreaming about this for quite some time now, I thought why not do it? So Rocking 20s is all about the stories, the lessons, the trends, the experience, and the questions we have during the most interesting transition phase of our lives. Yung mga topics natin will be very relevant to the youth and the young adults of this generation. In this episode, I will be on my own, but as we go along, I will be having friends who will share their thoughts on these topics. If you enjoy this and want to hear more, you can follow this podcast on Spotify and Anchor, where I will be posting 2 episodes for the next 5 months. 2 episodes a month for the next 5 months. And to kick this off, pag-usapan natin yung mindset na tumulong sa akin to actually work on launching this podcast. This mindset is something I'd like to call, well, it's very common, the just do it mindset. So are you someone who has long been dreaming of writing songs, doing photography, learning how to cook, building a business, or joining Tawag ng Tanghalan, or something that's something new? Are you dreaming of doing something new? It's actually sad when you really think about it. We have so much talent that is left undiscovered, so much potential for growth, but we never really get to experience it because we are overwhelmed by certain hindrances. Many of us have plans and goals, but years fly and tumatanda tayo, and then we realize na I should have done it when I had the time. Well, for me, now that I'm 25, I no longer want to hold myself back. That's why I'm starting this podcast. So whether it be fitness goals, business plans, career change, or simply pursuing your passion, I believe that when we have the right mindset, we can accomplish the goals we set for ourselves, whether it be big or small. So, paano nga ba yung mga naghihinder sa atin from doing it in the first place, and how can we overcome it? Well, as I was thinking about this, I was evaluating myself and thinking what were the things that hindered me from doing what I wanted when I was younger. And I will be sharing based on my experience. So first thing that came to mind was fear. Talagang marami akong kinakatakutan. So, but the main thing was I was so fearful of rejection and failure. You see, I care a lot about what other people think of me to the point that it holds me back. This fear can put us in the safe place, and while it's nice and comfy there, you don't get to hear criticism, you don't get to hear negativity, but great things happen beyond our comfort zones. So if we let go of that fear of rejection and failure and decide to just do it, who knows what could happen, right? So if there's something you want to do and you are being held back by the thought of people discouraging you and people rejecting your idea or not supporting your dreams, maybe it's time to rethink. Maybe you're just not in the right group of people. You know what? You can do it by getting more comfortable and actually looking for like-minded people who will be excited about the things that you are excited about. For example, if you are trying to start a habit of going to the gym or learning an instrument, of course, many people will try to discourage you, especially if they're not doing the same thing. But if you go and be with people who are actually doing that thing, of course, they would give you the encouragement and the motivation. So sometimes it's all about actually finding the people who will support you and encourage you. And sometimes you won't find them, and the support only comes from within you. And the next thing that came to my mind was that we lack self-confidence. For me, I lacked self-confidence. I really believe that we can be our worst critics. I can remember how many times I posted something on the internet, something I worked hard for, only to delete it seconds after because I didn't have the confidence to actually let the world see. You know, growing up, I didn't know how to receive compliments because I thought I had to always shun them. Mahilig tayo sa ganyan eh. Pag may nagsabi sa atin na, "Uy, ang galing mo pala." Ah, hindi naman po. We thought that was us being humble when in reality, that is a false sense of humility. Now, as I grew older and became wiser, I received compliments better and surprisingly along with that, I also received criticism better. Because you see, when you develop a healthy sense of confidence, you are able to jump onto challenges because you know that no matter what happens, it's not affecting your identity. It's only teaching you a lesson. Have you ever come across a person who's just so confident and you look at them and realize, wow, this woman, this man is so confident that they get to try so many things because they're not afraid of losing. They're not afraid of failing or getting rejected because they see any challenge or anything they want to pursue as a learning opportunity and not a determining factor of their identity. So there's that. And the last thing, this is the greatest hindrance talaga. And the two things I've mentioned before boils down to this one. Overthinking. Most of the time, it really happens all in the mind. We are masters of overthinking. We think too far ahead to the point where all we see is negativity. While it's good to weigh what's good, what's bad, it can be very challenging to push through with the plan when all we see is our downfall. For example, for me, about this podcast, there was a time when I was overthinking a lot, but I had already purchased the mic. I had already told my sister about this. And I know that I had to stop overthinking and just do it. And aside from this, I remember an experience from last year. So I had this opportunity to start a job. I was interviewed and got hired on my birthday. And I was so excited about it. Pero nung pauwi na ako, I was so full of fear. I was overthinking about how I'm going to live, how I'm going to communicate with other people, how I'm going to build friendships, how I'm going to actually do the work. And that fear and that worry paralyzed me to the point when I had to leave, I wasn't able to. And I stayed right here and I lost that opportunity. And of course, that was sad, but I believe that experience was meant to do that for me. And out of it, I became a stronger person mentally. I became more confident after that, realizing that I need to work on my self-confidence and my fears. And now, if that opportunity had come right now, I think I would have done it. Well, I don't encourage anyone to mindlessly make decisions and jump onto things all in the name of just doing it. I think this applies to people who feel that they are in a plateau in life. I believe it's time to revisit those business plans, those fitness goals, get back to making music, start learning that instrument, start painting. Well, it's just the right time. You are in your 20s. You are in your youth. And you need to have the courage to try things, to do something other than what you're currently doing now. I remember listening to Matt D'Avella's podcast. He had this episode entitled, "Dreams Don't Come True, Decisions Do." And that made such a big impact on my life, knowing that where I am right now is because of the decisions I made. My current state physically, emotionally, financially, and mentally is influenced by the decisions I made. Of course, there are other factors, but wherever I am right now, it's because I consciously took the step towards this level. So thinking about it now, had I been more courageous and confident to act on my dreams, I would have skipped the very long agonizing nights of self-pity and loneliness. And more than just having the right mindset, I believe we need to have faith. As a Christian, I know that I should be living by faith and not by sight. And I have to admit, too many times I've lived by my sight. Masyado kasi akong sigurista talaga. But if you don't know, there's a story in the Bible where Jesus walks on water. Peter saw him and Jesus invited Peter to come. And Peter walked on water too. He saw Jesus and the goal was to get to him. But it didn't take long for him to see the waves around and fear caught him and so he began to sink. And that could be me and you. Surely there are great things in store for us. It might not be walking on waters, but it could probably be starting a new job, living in a different country, starting a ministry, joining a marathon, building that business. But if we keep on looking at the things surrounding us and if we keep on listening to that voice of fear, we will never get there. So my friends, just as I have found the courage to start this podcast, I hope that you find the courage and the faith to do something about your dreams, to pursue it, and to take that step. Whether it be just starting and picking up that guitar, writing a blog, learning a new recipe, whatever that may be, big and small, just do it. And so we end here. There's a quote I'd like to share before I say goodbye. It's by Toba Beta. It says, "There's doubt in trying. Just do it or stop thinking." So whatever dream you're thinking of right now that you've wanted to pursue for so long now, maybe it's time to just do it. So that's it. This ends our podcast episode for today. And I hope that you were inspired and encouraged by the few things I've shared with you. And again, if you enjoyed this, you can follow this podcast on Spotify and on Anchor. And the next episode will be available by November. And please, if you have any suggestion, feedback, or anything, let me hear from you. And yes, I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye. Oh,